So once again, in these pesukim, but a little bit before, the parasha begins with Me'ena Yisrael kavdu mizaken la yuchal lirais. The eyes of Yisrael were heavy due to his old age. He wasn't able to see. And he brought them close to him, and he kissed them, and he embraced them. The Mefarshim have great difficulty with this pasuk, because two pasukim beforehand it says, "Vayar Yisrael as bnei Yosef." Yisrael saw the children of Yosef, and he said, "Who are these?" So the pasuk says, "Vayar Yisrael." Yisrael saw, and then two pasukim later it says, he wasn't able to see. So was he able to see or wasn't he able to see? And then we have this whole parsha that we just mentioned, where Yosef brings Ephraim and Manasseh to Yaakov, with Manasseh on Yaakov's right, and Ephraim on Yaakov's left, and Yaakov switches his hands around, puts his right on Ephraim's head and his left on Manasseh's head. Yosef tries to switch them back. And Yaakov refuses. So, we need to understand what's going on over here. What is the difference of opinion here between Yosef and Yaakov? We also need to understand that in this entire parasha, Yaakov is referred to as Yisrael. Not once is... I'm talking about in this parsha of benching the children of Yosef. It's called he is called Yisrael the entire time. From Yar Yisrael's bnei Yosef all the way. Ve'ena Yisrael kav de mizoken. Vayomer Yisrael Yosef. Ephraim imina mismod Yisrael's Manasseh v'smaylem imin Yisrael v'yishlach Yisrael. It's imina he's Yisrael the entire time. Not once is he referred to as Yaakov here. So, I'd like to suggest the following. I think we can understand this based on a Chassam Sefer. Chassam Sefer is in the Droshes by Simchas Torah. And Chassam Sefer comments on the last pasuk in the Torah, which concludes with Asher Asa Moshe La'ine Kol Yisrael. That Moshe did to the eyes of all Yisrael. And the Chassam Sefer brings a psikta that says, Bizman Shekula Yisrael, at a time that it was all Yisrael. It's obviously a Medrash Pliya. What does that mean? Bizman Shekula Yisrael, at a time that it will be all Yisrael. And then the Chassam Sefer tries to connect the end of the Torah to the beginning of the Torah. The Ene Kol Yisrael Bereshis. What is the end of the? What is the connection between the beginning of the Torah to the end of the Torah? The Zohar HaKadosh says that Bereshis is Beis Reshis. What does that mean? Chassam Sefer asks that we find the Gemara says that if somebody calls Avram, Avram, he's over ba'asei. Now those that hold that he's over alois ba'asei, he transgresses an avera, because the Torah says, Shimcha Avram, your name is Avram, your name should no longer be called Avram. So the Gemara asks, well, if that's the case, then why do we call Yaakov Yaakov? Hashem also said to Yaakov, Shimcha Yaakov, lo yikara et Shimcha Yaakov, kim Yisrael. Your name should no longer be Yaakov, it should be Yisrael. So the Gemara answers that Hashem himself calls him Yaakov later. So the Pasuk, Hashem himself, brought back the name Yaakov. So we need to understand, why is it indeed that it's so important that Yaakov remains with his name Yaakov? What's more difficult to ask the Chasam Sofer is that after Yaakov finishes wrestling with the Sar Shel Esav, the Sar Shel Esav tells Yaakov, Lo Yomer Ad Shemcha Yaakov Kim Yisrael Yeshemach, your name should no longer be Yaakov, it should be Yisrael. So here the Sar Shel Esav is saying that his name should only be Yisrael, not Yaakov. Now we know that Yisrael represents the higher level of Yaakov. It represents Yisrael as a lashon of srara, a lashon of greatness. It represents Klal Yisrael in a time of tranquility, in a time of leadership, in a time when things are going well for them. Whereas Yaakov represents the Ekev, represents the heel, which represents a time when Klal Yisrael are trampled, Rahman al-Islam, when we're in Golos. So, here we have the Sar Shel Esav telling us that we should only be Yisrael, we should not be Yaakov, and Hashem saying, no, you should have Yaakov and Yisrael. It seems, Chas v'Shalom, that the Sar Shel Esav likes us more than Hashem does. And that can't be. So the Chasam Sofer explains that it's very important for Klal Yisrael to maintain both levels of Yaakov and Yisrael, because history has proven that when things go too well for us, when we're on the level of Yisrael for too long, we tend to get spoiled and we tend to take things for granted. And we forget where all of our bracha comes from. As the Pasuk says, Vayishman Yeshurin Vayivot, Shemanta Avisa Kasisa. There are many Pasukim that indicate that when things go too well for us, we tend to take things for granted, and we our ruchnius slips away from us. So it's at those times that the Rebbeinu Shlomo brings us back to a level of Yaakov when we're trampled upon, and then we remember who we need to daven to and who we're dependent on, and that we're all dependent on the Rebbeinu Shlomo. Everything comes from the Rebbeinu Shlomo. And then the Rebbeinu Shlomo is able to bring us back to the level of Yisrael. But there needs to be this balance of Yaakov and Yisrael, because without this balance, it's dangerous whichever way we're in. And obviously, being on a level of Yaakov all the time is not a good place to be. And Chasam Sofer says that that's why Yaakov and Yisrael together is Gematria 729. Which is the gematria of Kra Satan, tear the Satan. Because the Satan would like us to either be on a level of Yaakov and to be trampled, or on a level of Yisrael and forget the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. But to have the two together, the constant balance of Yaakov and Yisrael, to have greatness, yet to be somewhat on a level of Ekev, so that we remember where our greatness comes from and where everything we have comes from. That is Kras Satan. That tears the Satan. Satan has no chance when we have the true balance. And that's why the Sultan said, That's why the Sultan said, you should no longer be Yaakov, you should only be Yisrael. Because that's what the Sultan wants. The Sultan wants us to be on a level of Yisrael only. Because he knows that that is our downfall. But the Rebbeinu Shlomo said, even after he called him Yisrael, the Rebbeinu Shlomo said, you still need a level of Yaakov. Because the two of them together will help a person be the Yid we're supposed to be. Says the Chasam Sofer that this is pshat in the pasuk in Parshas V'zayis Habracha. Moshe Rabbeinu tells us that Vayishkoin Yisrael Betach Bodod Ein Yaakov. Pasuk says Yisrael will dwell secure on his own. Ein Yaakov is similar to Yaakov. What does that mean? So Chassam Sefer, according to what we're saying, it's beautiful that there's going to be a time when Mashiach comes that we will be only Yisrael, we will only have greatness, and yet we will still remember where everything comes from, as if we still have the Yaakov. Vayishkon Yisrael, betach, we will be secure from our Yetzahara, badod, just Yisrael, ein Yaakov, similar to when we had the Yaakov. We will be able to maintain our level of Kedusha, our level of Tahara, even though we will be on a constant level of greatness. That will be lost in love. Says the Chassam Sofer, but Mechira, how does that work? If we'll only be Yisrael when Mashiach comes, Yisrael is only Gematria 541. We need Kras Satan. We need to tear the Satan. That's 729. Says the Chassam Sofer that that's not a problem. Because when Mashiach comes, the Pasuk says, "Umalah ha'aretz deos Hashem." The whole world will be filled with the knowledge of Hashem. And that's what allows us to be on the level of Yisrael without the Yaakov, because since the whole world will be filled with the knowledge of Hashem, it will be impossible to forget where our greatness comes from. But says the Chassam Sofer, so that will be a world of Chachma, a world of true wisdom. And he brings Chassam Sofer brings from the Sefer HaYetzira that in the world of Chachma, the Aleph Beis starts with the letter Beis and finishes with the letter Aleph. So the Aleph comes after the Tav. So according to that, says Chassam Sofer, so the Gematria of Beis is now one, not two, because Beis is the first letter of the Aleph Beis, and the Gematria of Aleph is now 400, because now that's the last letter of the Aleph Beis. So if you take the Gematria of Yisrael, the way it will be in the world of Chachma, so everything goes with everything is a gematria less than it usually is. So take the Yud. The Yud is instead of 10 is now 9. The Shin instead of 300 is now 200, so that's 209. The Resh instead of 200 is now 100, so that's 309. Aleph is now 400, that's 709. And Lamed, instead of 30, is now 20, which is 729. So Yisrael, in the world of Chachma, is Kras Satan. We don't need the Yaakov anymore, once we're in the world of Chachma. Once we're in the world of Amalah Horez Deos Hashem, and we know where our greatness comes from, we no longer need the Yaakov. Yisrael, Vayishkoin Yisrael, Betach Bodot, Ein Yaakov. We can have Yisrael, we can be secure, just Yisrael by itself, as if we had the Yaakov, because we'll be in the world of Chachma. Says the Chassam Sofer, that's what the Psikta means. Le'enei kol Yisrael, bizman shekula Yisrael, when will be a time that will be all Yisrael, we won't be Yaakov anymore. When is that? Bereshis, when Beis, Reshis, when Beis will be the first letter of the Aleph Beis. When it's going to be Moshiach Mashiach, in a time when the world is a world of Chachma, then La'inei Kol Yisrael, then it will be a time when it will be all Yisrael. Now Rashi says, on that pasuk that the Chassam Sofer quoted, the Yishkan Yisrael Betach Bodot Ein Yaakov, that Yisrael will dwell secure by it in solitude, similar to Yaakov, says Rashi, Ke'ein ha-bracha she-bircham Yaakov. Similar to the bracha that Yaakov benched them. What does that mean? Where do we find that Yaakov gave them such a bracha? So I'd like to suggest that this is all represented in this parsha here, where Yaakov benches Klal Yisrael Yisimcha Elikim Kefraim V'Chemenashe. And I'd like to suggest that Yaakov, here in his older years, reached a level of Kula Yisrael. And that's why we only find the name Yisrael in this entire parsha. We don't find Yaakov anymore. He reached a level that was Kula Yisrael. He reached a level of Olam HaChachma. And that's why the pasuk says, Ve'ena Yisrael, realize the similarity of the words here, Ve'ena Yisrael, which is the same words, La'ena Kol Yisrael. Kavdu mizaken. We know that zaken, Chazal say, means zek, kana chachma. Means someone who acquires chachma. So the eyes of Yisrael became chubad with this level of zikna, of chachma, to the point that loy yuchal lirais, to the point that what is usually not able to be seen was now able to see. So now, it's no contradiction to what it said before. Of course Yaakov was able to see. Vayah Yisrael az b'nei Yosef. The pasuk is telling us that he was able to see things that are ordinarily couldn't be seen. Loy yuchal lirais, whatever is usually not able to be seen, he was able to see. He was seeing things in the world of Chachma. And he saw this specifically in Menashe and Ephraim. Menashe represents Kinashani Elikim as Kol Amoli as Kol Beis Avi. It represents a time when we will forget all of the tzoras that we've gone through. It represents a time of Yemos HaMashiach when we'll put the entire Golos behind us. And Ephraim represents Ki Ephrani Elikim Beretzoni. Ephraim represents, so in a sense, Menashe represents that level of Yisrael where all the bad times are forgotten. Where Ephraim represents the level of Yaakov, Ki Ephrani Elikim Beretz Oni, that in my land of poverty, Hashem allows me to grow. So they both represent the positive of Yisrael and Yaakov. So Yosef, not realizing what Yaakov was seeing, that Yaakov was looking at La'asid Lava, Yaakov was looking at a time of Mashiach, of a time of when Kula Yisrael, Yosef placed Menashe on his Yaakov's right and Ephraim on Menashe's left. But Yaakov Avinu wanted to show us how we are to exist in a time Shekula Yisrael. How is it that a Yid is able to be on a level of Kula Yisrael and not forget where everything comes from? And for that, what is necessary is that if a person is standing on the right, meaning a person, when a person feels close, and a person feels a sense of greatness, a person needs to constantly understand that a person has to also feel at that time this small doicha. The person has to feel the left pushing him away, so that the person remains in check and a person doesn't become spoiled and take things for granted. If a person is on the right and also has the Yamin Mekarevis, that is the danger of Yisrael. So a person standing on the right needs a push from the left. Whereas a person standing on the left, the Hefrani Alikim Eretz Onyi, one that feels that they're in the land of poverty, that person needs the Yimin Mekarevis. And if a person has that constant balance, then one can be in the embrace of Kula Yisroel. And that's why Yaakov said to them, "B'chol Yivarch Yisroel Leimar Yisimcha Elokim Kefraim Chemenashe." Klal Yisroel, meaning when we're on the level of Yisroel, in order to be on the level of Yisroel, we should bless our children that they should be placed. It doesn't say Yascha Hashem Kefraim Chemenashe. Hashem should make you like Kefraim Chemenashe. Yisimcha Elokim Kefraim Chemenashe. Hashem should place you in a similar situation of Ephraim and Menashe, meaning that if you're on the right, you should feel the small doicha to keep you in check, and if you're on the left, you should feel the Yimin Mekarebis. And it's interesting that, similar to as we find in the world of Chachma, that the first letter is the Beis, meaning that what is ordinarily the second becomes the first in the world of Chachma. We find throughout the generations that it was the second child that became the first. It was, starting from Avraham Avinu, it was Yitzchak who was the second child that became the main child. It was Yaakov, who was the second child, that became the main child. By Yaakov Aminu's children, instead of the Bechor of Leah, it became the Bechor of Rachel, who was the second wife. And here, in Yosef's children, Vayasam was Ephraim lefnei Menashe. He put Ephraim before Menashe. Indicating that in the world of Chachma, Beis becomes an Aleph. What seems to be second becomes first. And perhaps what this represents is that we live in a world where priorities are confused, and we make a ikar out of the tuffle and a tuffle out of the ikar. What is secondary becomes our priority, and what is priority becomes our secondary. But in a world of Chachma, in a world Shekula Yisrael, the Beis becomes an Aleph. What is usually viewed as secondary, which usually ends up the areas of spirituality, which are usually viewed as secondary, they become a priority. That's when we will realize what is the true priority. So the help, we should be zeichah bekarev through constantly remembering, no matter what level we're on, constantly remembering whatever we have comes from, that everything comes from the Rabbeinu Shleilam. We should be zeichet to the time Shekula Yisrael, a time of Bereshis, where the Beis is Reshis. V'vias Mashiach Tzidkenu, v'meherav Yomenu Amen.